Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. We're going to call this the Zion episode because that's really all we've talked about. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriao here. Brad Ballard there. Kareem Mayer there. We have a full house today on three people on the other side of the glass. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Morning, Jeff. What you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Great conversation here. Yeah, so just a little backstory. I was a full scholarship athlete for football in college. Just was really happy and fortunate to have that and was grateful for that opportunity. But the Zion deal, you know, do you think that he, you know, Duke and kind of going to the college has allowed him to potentially make more money in the future than had he not? You know, candidly, I didn't know much about the guy. I heard he was an amazing player, but Duke in this platform, has that really increased his marketability and his potential earnings in the future for many different channels, you know, endorsements and playing in the NBA, et cetera. And then number two is, you know, is there some value that goes with playing for a coach like Mike Krzyzewski? Does that, you know, LeBron James even says, hey, Mike Krzyzewski's my guy. You know, that kind of coaching, is that worth, you know, something down the road? So those are just a couple different points I wanted to make, and I'll hang up and listen. But thank you guys so much.
Well, you brought up some really good
points.
Great
points, man.
Really great points. And I'm going to start the conversation, and I'm going to let the younger guys kind of run with it. People like Zion Williamson don't come around very often. He and people like him, Kobe Bryant in the past, they would probably be successful whether he went to Duke or whether he went to junior college. They are easily identifiable. So did he get more exposure being at Duke? Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Is he going to be a better player because he had Coach K's tutelage? Yeah, probably. But in the big picture, at least in my opinion, you could say the exact same thing if he went right out of high school to the Lakers. He would have gotten tremendous exposure. He would have also gotten, well, I can't say about Luke Walton, but he could have had good coaching.
Right, yeah.
Definitely factors to consider. Jeff, great points.
Yeah, no, all great points. And I agree with Jeff. I think Coach K is a phenomenal coach. I think he's beyond just coaching on the basketball court. I think he helps these young men really, you know, evolve into men. But he should not be – he should have a choice.
He shouldn't be restricted.
Right. He should have a choice to say, you know what, I want to play for Coach K because it's going to develop me. Not, well, I can't go to the league, I'm just going to kind of go do this. He should have an option. And to me, that's not the NBA's angle.
It's not their job.
Oh man, I want you to go because you'll be able to develop your game one more year, and you play for a great coach. Like, I just don't think that's the NBA's, you know, the angle that they're doing to try and have these kids obligation to play one year at least.
In my thought, when Jeff brought up a point, oh, did this give him more exposure? Well, exposure to who? To you, the fan? You may have, but believe me, the NBA guys had this guy on the radar long before you ever even knew anything about Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
So in terms of them for a product hiring an employee, they knew that skill set was awesome.
No, but Jeff
way before he got to Duke.
But because his marketability goes up because everybody, like people who didn't follow, like I follow,
but that's
high school
fine.
Recruits.
But the NBA is not going to give them a contract based on marketability.
You get max contracts
because of skill sets.
I'm going to throw this out there as well.
I don't. There may be a portion that's, yeah. But believe me, The max contracts Anthony Davis is getting and all these guys is not because they're the most likable. Well, they may be likable. I don't want to use him for
but
example.
Butts in the seats.
But the skill sets, because of the skill set. The guy is a stud player. You're not interacting with the guy with personality. You don't know him.
Well, excited when they know this guy is all that, and then they get signed.
Let me throw this out there to see what he's going to do. I'm going to rain on your parade, Brad. I'm going to rain on your parade.
What about
the foreign players? Nobody ever heard of Dirk. Nobody ever heard of Luka. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever heard of the Greek Freak.
We the people didn't. The NBA skill set
I'm making
did.
Your point for you. I'm with you. But the NBA knew about this. So mm-hmm. when Jeff says, did Duke make him more marketable, more exposure? Yeah, probably. But he didn't need it.
Yeah.
He did not need it.
Well, he didn't need it to get drafted, but to get paid?
He's a $100 million athlete, whether he played in Greece or whether he played in Durham.
So you telling me
the fact that he went to Duke
didn't raise how much he could get paid? I'm not talking about getting drafted.
I don't think so.
I'm not talking about getting drafted.
I'm talking about getting paid, man.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know.
Carlos, good morning. How are you? Help us.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Come on, Carlos. Talk to me, man. Talk to me, dude.
This is what I'm going to say. I've been following Zion since he was a sophomore in high school. Now, I don't think going to Duke 1 year is going to help him in any way, period. He was already – every video that kid has out has over 50 million views on him.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's all YouTube.
That's crazy. Yeah.
See, he's just new to certain people.
Yep.
I tried
My
to get
point.
Tickets to go watch him play in the Adidas Gauntlet here in Fort Worth about mm-hmm. 2 years ago, his sophomore junior year. They were charging $100 to get into these games. Wow. I mean, he's selling out Chisholm Trail High School, which is a huge high school.
Yep.
He's selling out Game On. He sold out Alito. He sold out stadiums, and he didn't even play.
Wow.
He just took pictures with fans.
Wow.
And people were paying $50 to $100. So I'm going to say straight up, that kid was already marketed. He could have left and could have got an endorsement with Facebook alone.
Amen.
go look up his Facebook videos. 100 million views.
Amen.
Just so the freshman at Georgetown, the little white kid, Max something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He's just short. If he was 6'5", we'll be having the same conversation with him. His videos are 60 million plus.
Yeah.
So your point is valid. Your point is, and this is the point that we were trying to make, and I said that, you know, the people who know the talent, the people who are actually going to write the check, they know who Zion is. They've known who Zion was since he was a sophomore in high school. And I agree with Mayer's conclusion in that let's not talk about paying college players. Let's just take the restrictions off. Just take the restrictions off. They want to go to college, go to college. If you want to go pro, go pro.
Let the market decide the talent and if it's ready. And look, this is America. This is a capitalistic society.
Yeah.
Do not oppress these kids if they have a very, very high-level skill set in whatever you do. I mean, we're here to talk about sports, but it does not matter across the board.
And it's not guaranteed that they'll be successful, just like it wasn't guaranteed that Zuckerberg would kill it on Facebook.
Let these kids go. To Carlos's point, all these places that were sold out, all these tickets that were – everybody was making money around Zion but Zion.
And the point – the reason we're talking about this, Carlos, on a show called Inside Sports Medicine is because this young man came within a whisker of leaving hundreds of millions of dollars on the table. That's why we're talking
about it. Oh, I know. Trust me. I'm a Carolina fan, so I was glued. I'm from North Carolina, and my thing is I think the one and done is killing college anyway.
It is.
I mean –
It is.
It's killing. It's
watering
killing
down
the development of kids, like Zion and RJ Barrett. The number of kids that jumped from high school and went to the pros and made it was very slim. I mean, it wasn't not that many. So give the five kids out of the thousands the option to go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Remove the restrictions.
I mean,
thanks, Carlos. We got to go. Phones are just lighting up like crazy.
Appreciate you.
That was a really good call. All right, let's go to Greg. Man, everybody wants to chime in. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, guys. Okay, so coming out of high school, had Zion gone in the draft, he was not the number one draft pick in the NBA. He was maybe 10, 12.
Well,
so he made money at Duke.
How do you know that?
Do you think he would have been drafted above DeAndre Ayton, above Luka Doncic,
it doesn't
above
matter.
Marvin Bagley, above all these guys. No, it doesn't matter what I think. I've read talent scouts saying he wasn't the number one draft.
No, he makes it. Look, Greg makes a good point because you got to remember he would have gone out last year. So, look, we're not. Go ahead, Greg.
So he's made money, dude. But it goes beyond that. Okay, if you want to say let's let market forces decide.
Yeah.
You know what Zion can and can't do. That's great, but the NBA is literally kind of a socialistic type business arrangement because you have the players union that determines where players go and how the draft goes and things like that and the salary cap and everything like that. Should we let market forces decide, then the 80% of the lower tiers of the NBA players are going to be poor when they leave the NBA. Okay. And guys like LeBron and Zion and people like that are going to be very, very rich.
You're jumping
okay,
from
you're
like.
You're going to let market force decide, you got to open it all up.
No, but look, if you give a mouse a cookie, they ask for a glass of milk. You're pushing the envelope a little bit here because
But you're asking for the cookie.
No, but we're asking for the cookie.
We're asking for him to make his own decision.
Yeah, you're jumping the conversation a little bit further. The topic here is just surrounded around college athletes.
But do they have to be restricted? It's not limited to this one specific target. And topic.
But it's limited to how the NBA is asking that they have to, the NBA is telling them they got to stay for 1 year. Go expand this to all college athletes. Go to football, women's golf, go to lacrosse, go to baseball.
Sure.
All the sports are very different. I'm not asking the MLB or the NFL to change their pay structures based on a high school kid that comes out, etc. We're just talking about from the college perspective, this kid and what the injury opened up, a can of worms for us to discuss, that injury potentially
Well, let's discuss how much more money Zion made in the future
being
the number one draft pick versus the number 10 draft pick last year.
So you can follow that argument
and say, okay,
so whatever money that potentially is, and these are
good
points.
Probably $20 to $30 million over the life of the first contract.
Potentially, right? Yeah. But then if Zion shows out and plays great, he gets a max
deal.
Okay, you're right. But if you're going to say that $20 million, and you're going to, we're also speculating that you think he would have been the 10th pick because he didn't go to the NBA combine.
Pick over DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic.
Well, he hadn't tried out.
Bagley,
he hadn't gone
Triple
through.
J,
he hadn't got he full evaluations.
He wouldn't have been the number one draft pick.
Well, Greg,
okay,
Greg,
we
Greg,
know
Greg.
This.
Well, hang on a second. First of all, you raise a great point. We're going to have to go on break here, but I want to get the last word in. You raise a fabulous point.
I agree,
but. Shouldn't it be up to Zion and his family to decide whether to be the number 10 pick or go to Duke?
Right.
You know,
and you know what?
Shouldn't it be up to them? That is a great question as well.
You're absolutely right. That is a great question as well. But, you know, we also know that he has an $8 million insurance policy on his legs.
Drop in the bucket. Yeah. Drop in the bucket. All right, quick little break. Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
That's a really good call.
Very good call. Quick little break. Inside Sports Medicine. Oh, my gosh, the phones are going nuts. Andre, you're going to be first when we come back on Inside Sports Medicine.